This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. One Peoria County farmer is growing a different sea crop. Herbert Vidal, a Peoria County Farm Bureau member, has made it his mission to not only sell good, quality coffee, but also to run a business that encourages farmers worldwide to help one another succeed. Vidal, originally from the South American country of Colombia, had the opportunity to purchase a coffee farm in 2009. Now, almost 10 years later, his 30-acre farm is still thriving. Cafe Santa Rosa, located in the mountains of Colombia, strives to produce the highest quality coffee possible, all while putting farmers first. With most coffee we consume, the customer pays $3 per cup. When you multiply that by the amount of coffee distributed, the manufacturer gets $240 back, and the farmer gets $1.40, adding up to only approximately $18 per day, Vidal says. Much like the farm-to-table movement in U.S. agriculture, Vidal emphasizes the importance of his version of the saying, from farm to cup. Through this, more money is going back to his workers because, on the supply chain, farmers are the last link, Vidal noted. Working on a coffee farm is incredibly labor-intensive, Vidal added. It is impossible to utilize large equipment such as tractors and combines like we do in the United States because of the small workspace from tree to tree. We can't even use four-wheelers. 99% of work is done by hand, bean by bean. The process of getting coffee from farm to cup is not for the faint of heart. To have the best cup of Joe possible, workers must work diligently. Once the coffee bean is harvested, farmers have a small window of time to remove the pulp, wash and then dry the coffee to ensure the best quality. Colombia takes its coffee seriously as poor quality coffee is not allowed to be exported. Vidal also mentioned the lack of crop insurance, along with the financial struggles Colombian farmers face, makes it tough for farmers to afford primary health care. One way Vidal and Cafe Santa Rosa aid struggling farmers is through their Sponsor a Coffee Tree program. Anyone around the world can visit CafeSantaRosa.com to donate money that goes towards bringing doctors and dentists to the farm for the farmers and their families. To sponsor a tree, a minimum $2 donation must be sent to Cafe Santa Rosa via the farm's website and PayPal. In a few days, the farm will send a donor a picture of a personalized tag on a newly sponsored tree. Cafe Santa Rosa and Vidal are dedicated to providing customers with outstanding coffee. Starting in September and October, the farm will begin sales for this year's crop. In national news today, a Texas A&M AgriLife Extension expert says southern beef producers should be planning ahead when it comes to the size of their herds should the drought continue. Jason Banta says a shortage of forage and hay might mean producers would need to reduce their herd sizes. A plan to cull their herds could save producers money in both the short term and the long term. There wasn't a lot of hay carryover from last year. Because of the drought, this year's first alfalfa cutting, which is typically one of the best, was below average. The second cutting was also below normal in both quality and quantity. Hay stocks are also low in several other states like Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri. Banta says producers should adjust their stocking rates to avoid overgrazing pastures. It's probably a good idea to have plans on how to reduce herd numbers to save some forage supplies and reduce the need for hay in the winter, Banta says. He adds that producers should also be mindful of cow body condition, as keeping weight on is easier than recovering lost pounds. Banta also says producers may want to wean calves 1 to 2 months earlier than normal to help keep cows in better shape going into the winter. The Farm Show will return after these messages. This week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tomorrow is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef Show at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro, held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the age of 5 and 7. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets, and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. August 7th, DeKalb Asgro has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgro retailer for more information. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and a dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.